Discussion item G.
That's all I need to announce, or do we need to vote on it?
Nope, that's, and then when, after F?
Yeah, here we are. Right here.
Yeah, you're going to say, we have another discussion item. Madam Clerk, and I'll read the title, and then Sherry.
And this is just discussion for next week's vote?
Yeah, it's on consent for next week.
Then we have an executive tonight?
Yeah, I know, and I don't even know what that's about either. It's what happens when you run into town this, for some of the week this morning and just try to get caught up on everything. But that's a good question. Oh, we have 20 seconds. So where is everybody?
We don't have a quorum. Oh, they're in CDC.
Okay. Yeah, we still don't have a quorum.
We will.
Yeah. Even without a quorum?
Recording has started.
Okay. There we go. All right. Good evening, everybody. This is the City Council workshop for City of Bonnie Lake, September 5th, 2023. Well, there was very wishful thinking that we may have a quorum, but right now we do not have a quorum, so we need to recess right now and for about 5 minutes until our other council members get here.
Recording has stopped.
Ryan, was it just two council? Ryan, it was just two council members up
there? We are. We've got three.
Okay.
You're actually,
yeah.
Is this me?
Thanks. All right.
You need to go.
Can we reconvene?
Party school.
Recording has started.
Okay, we are reconvening the City Council workshop of the City of Bonnie Lake for September 5th, 2023. As always, we'll start by saluting the flag. Everybody can stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Madam Clerk, could you call the roll?
Mayor McCullough?
I'm here.
Deputy Mayor Carter?
Here.
Councilmember Baldwin?
Here.
Councilmember Evans?
Here.
Councilmember Fullerton?
Here.
Councilmember McClyman?
Present.
Councilmember Swatman?
Present.
Councilmember Watson?
Do we have a motion for Councilmember Watson?
So moved.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor of excusing Councilmember Watson from tonight's workshop, say aye.
Aye.
On any opposed? All right. Looks like Councilmember Watson is excused. I'll ask about that later. All right. We do have a proclamation, but however, we also have an agenda modification that we are going to add as discussion item G, and that'll be and Ms. Ryerson. She is present via video. Okay. So let's move on to the proclamation, which is one of my favorites. Here's a proclamation. Whereas since 2004, the annual event known as Beautify Bonnie Lake has produced thousands of volunteer hours for the improvement of the community, with community volunteers and businesses generously contributing time, materials, and money toward needed improvement projects. And whereas Beautify Bonnie Lake strives to inspire increasingly greater numbers of citizens and businesses to donate at least 3 hours each year to enhance the beauty of the city and providing a means to easily capture the goodwill of the citizens via their willingness to create a permanent and positive improvements to the city. And whereas the city of Bonnie Lake wishes to recognize the efforts of Beautify Bonnie Lake on this 19th annual event, and whereas Beautify Bonnie Lake is a registered charitable 501c3 organization organized to engage the community in positive and charitable activities and to enhance the livability of the city, now, therefore, I, Michael McCullough, Mayor of the City of Bonnie Lake, do hereby proclaim the month of September 2023 as Beautify Bonnie Lake Month. And right now we do have some in attendance, and we want to applaud the Beautify Bonnie Lake for their creativity in continuing this event, and urge all citizens, property owners, and businesses to participate in Beautify Bonnie Lake and support this great community effort by donating time, effort, talents, materials, monetary contributions to the local improvement project associated with wonderful events. This wonderful event, and my mind was on the fact, do you have any clues where our statue went?
We'll be hitting 26 different sites, though, on Saturday from now.
Councilmember.
I just want to say thank you for coming. I know I've been a part of BBL for the last 8 or 9 years now, and on average, we get anywhere between 550 and 700 volunteers over the last eight or nine years I've been a part of that. Mm-hmm. Just underestimating at 400 volunteers, thinking about the earlier days over the last 20 years, over 24,000 volunteer hours dedicated to the city and making sure that it's clean and beautiful. And I couldn't even tell you how many tons of bark that probably was in wood chips. But it's been near and dear to my heart. I know if Councilmember Watson was here, he'd say this thing. I know Councilmember Swatman's been a part of it probably since the inception. I know Councilmember or Deputy Mayor Carter has been a part of it. I think everyone here has been to it at some point over the last few years. It's really cool to see what Buckley and Enumclaw are doing as well as a result of this. You know, it started off slow, but it's becoming a movement. And I know it's something that all the high school kids look forward to. I know the number of hours dedicated by not only those sitting there, but everyone else that attends all these weekly and bi-weekly meetings and everything. This kicks off in February, so it's not like we all come together in September 1st and start planning it. There's hundreds and hundreds of volunteer hours that everyone sitting over there has put into this each and every year. So thank you for all of that. It's truly appreciated for what you guys do every year, just out of the kindness of your heart for the community you live in. So thank you.
Indeed. All right, now we do have a presentation with discussion from our city prosecutor and deputy city attorney, Ms. Burke.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and city council members. Tonight, I'm going to be discussing the opioid settlement funds. And my name is Gina Burke, and I'm the deputy city attorney. So just a little bit of background. The current opioid crisis brings as one of the most devastating public health catastrophes of our time. It started in the mid-1990s when the powerful drug OxyContin was promoted by Purdue Pharma and approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There were three waves of deaths associated with opioid epidemic. The first wave was deaths associated to legal use of prescription opioids. Then there was a second wave of deaths associated with heroin that was already addicted. People were attracted to it. And then most recently, there's been a third wave of deaths that's arisen from illegal synthetic opioids like fentanyl, which I'm sure all of you heard about fentanyl deaths in the news. In addition to the crushing public health burden of preventable deaths, millions have been affected by related problems, homelessness, joblessness, as a result of this, there have been multiple lawsuits going on, two of which involving two different groups of pharmaceutical companies have been settled by basically armies of attorneys and the Boston State Attorney General's office. So we have two settlements. There is a memorandum of understanding which finally we did agree to last year to establish the framework for how those funds will be distributed. Bonnie Lake is receiving allocation of the settlement funds, largely in the end, it was related to the population of the city, but in terms of how it was distributed, you might be looked at the amount of opioids that were shipped to the county, the number of opioid deaths that occurred in that county, and then the number of people who suffered from the community. Allocation region working on the community of health region or in the Pierce region, so that basically all of the Pierce County communities have the Pierce County was committed to the council, ensuring compliance with the federal government. This is because of all the cities that received funds as the community that have been they're going to review the funds that we use as official and we've already done the seeding payments on the first side of it. I always hope that it'll be less than 10,000. According to the settlement, it cannot be less than 10%, so it should be at or below 10%. Going forward, that's the projected there's a little bit of change that is basically due to how it was achieved and the quantity of the but lots of whole funding through the date. And the city is going to be receiving some of the things called the settlement. The settlement should be so how the funds can be spent. In your packet, there is a good page. It's a really long list of examples of how basically, if anything is donated, on the staff level, the project team is in the we really see the large hurdles to provide getting the classroom and the classroom. after an evaluation, so the staff recommendation for counseling benefits is to develop a program that
Councilmember Fullerton has a question.
Yeah, so this Pierce County Abatement Council, are they elected, appointed, and are they not?
So each city gets to elect them. Given my
okay, Councilmember Baldwin and then Deputy Mayor Carter. And if I could follow up on that before I get to your question, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you.
What I was curious about that Councilmember Baldwin brought up is, do we have any stats on our recidivism rate on people who have violated their probation and have been revoked as a result of not finishing their treatment because they couldn't afford it?
I mean, that's what most people claim.
Yeah.
You know, it's an access issue. I mean, that's the number one issue that I think is going to
How many chances does our judge give a particular defendant before she will actually revoke if they come back?
Because
that costs money.
To bring them back.
Yeah, every hearing costs money.
Yeah. It does. I'm hoping that if, you know, we have a program where we just really, everybody has an, you know, excuse for why they didn't.
Hey, I'm sorry, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am for using this to take away that excuse, essentially. I think it's great, especially for, and I don't know if we can use it for the therapeutic court or whatever we're calling it now, I can't remember. But specifically for those people who are actively participating in something to help them get where they need to go, because it seems like they already have maybe some skin in the game. And then we're just helping them overcome an actual problem or issue. I'm all for helping them do that. I think it's an important piece that we implement, especially if we have the funds to do that then. Is that something, I guess, is this enough or too much money to help with specifically the therapeutic court people that are involved?
My understanding right now is that the
I would think that the prosecutor and the judge are probably in a good position to, on a case-by-case basis, to make that determination as to, you know, hey, this could help with them with this particular issue. So I would be for putting it in your hands on a case-by-case issue for them to have that consideration.
Okay, and Councilman Baldwin.
I would say that most is few and far between any that are completely
so we don't touch the old people who do things stupid.
You haven't caught me yet.
Councilmember Swatman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I was thinking about what Mr. Carter, Deputy Mayor, was talking about. Fully understanding, are you talking about possibly standing up a new program? Or because I was thinking it's great what Deputy Mayor was talking about to, you know, help fund some of the options that we have, but we're not talking about a new program?
We'd basically be a program where the we would make the funds available. Not
necessarily the community court. Yeah. So it would basically be studying the funds. Right. So it's not really my area, clearly. But I'm seeing that. Sounds like there's more of a demand than the funding would be there, right? So that's what I'm kind of hearing.
It's definitely possible that there could be a little
bit. Because I want to know what you do in August when it's like, you know, Mary Sue and Bob need treatment in September, and I'm sorry, but our program is out of money.
That's definitely a possibility. But we're only. Thank you.
Councilmember Evans.
This may sound a little cold-hearted here, but item A, number 7, support detoxification and withdrawal management. Would jail do that?
While the person is in jail, yes. But unfortunately, the likelihood of overdose and death is really high. It was high when the person was in jail, but once that threshold goes on, while the person is in jail, like, we truly want that to go like that. Because while they're in jail,
are we responsible for their sobriety after jail?
These are funds that can be used to get people sober. And if a person needs to use addiction drugs, they are more.
I just know our jail budget is rapidly underfunded right now, and if we were able to put even $12,000 a year into it for item number 7 to support that. I get wanting to help people as well, but I mean, people are only going to want to be helped as much as they want to be helped, and $12,000 minus the 10% racketeering charge, I mean, I'm sorry, abatement team fee, which I might want to look into a RICO case for Pierce County on that as well.
Well, I can say simply from my day job experience that simply jailing them and then letting them loose is what led to recidivism in crime. They get out.
The pharmaceutical companies is what led.
Well, the pharmaceutical companies, but we're talking about people who are addicted, who go out and steal things, you know, home invasions, go out there and steal things to fund their drug habit. And that's why they developed it's the whole reason why we have these therapeutic courts is to try to abate that particular cycle. So that's, I mean, the statistics don't lie on that. And it certainly has abated it since they have started these programs in King County, Pierce County, and now the resulting municipalities. So
King County is the model child for
it is.
Drug abatement.
Yep. Try to follow their lead.
Yeah.
No, well, it's not drug abatement. It's crime abatement, which has been happening as a result of this. The direct causation of these courts have led to lessening of these sorts of crimes. So anyway, that's just to keep our subject where it's supposed to be. It's not just helping these people who have addictions. We're doing it because these people commit crimes and as a result of their addictions. And that's what the whole point is. So, Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is there a time limit, like that this has to be spent by a specific date?
I'm pretty sure it's 5 years after the last payment, so I'm retired by then.
2043?
Plus 5, so that's essentially roll over. Yeah,
you can roll it over.
You can go and over. We already have the first two. So, you have to spend it by.
Well, we can wait. So, I move that we bring it back in 2040.
But, ouch.
When it's real money?
Now, from what you were saying in the initial presentation, the second disbursement of this, are we looking at getting twice as many funds from what we see here? Okay, during the same years, but it's not going to go from 2039 on for the next 15 years at 14,000, which will be an hourly rate by the time this thing stops.
I was doing the calculation. 120,000 in 2038 is probably not going to be enough to buy a new tractor.
That won't cover our January jail costs.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think we're right. I think there would be a run on this money, basically, and we'd run out if we do all of these different things. But I'm all for using it maybe to just deal with the transportation issue, right? And we remove that as an excuse for those people that are using it. And then we kind of see where we're at after a couple of years. If we have a lot of money sitting there and we can do a couple other things with it, I think that would be prudent. But at this point, I think kind of rolling it out on a slow play, essentially, might be the way to go.
And that's a valid point, Deputy Mayor, given what our prosecutor said about East Pierce County and our lack of transportation. Mm-hmm. Right now, that's one of the biggest hurdles is yep. them actually just getting there. Yep. And so
would that be like bus money or
bus money or shuttle
or passes or something?
Yeah, okay. Something along those lines. All right. Any further discussion before we move on? Okay. And I've already lost my
Did you get
place.
What you needed?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Very good. All right. We're going to start with council open discussion. Do we have any open discussion? Deputy Mayor. Council Member Evans.
Thank you. Last Thursday, August 31st, I was fortunate enough to go with Interim Chief Boyle to the graduation of Officer Raimundo at the Criminal Justice Training Center, CJTC. The second one I've been to, great opportunity. If we have anyone else coming through, I would highly encourage any and all of the council members to go and support our police officers that are there and see all the other graduates and just what their videos look like and everything else that they do during that training. It's pretty remarkable to spend 19 weeks away from their family and be able to do all that and come back and protect and serve our community. So I had that opportunity. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about, and I sent this to an email, I know you're just getting back, but our jail budget has been rapidly expanding beyond what our budget is, or our jail costs are going beyond what our budget is. I'd sent out an email asking if we could push back on Pierce County at all. I don't know if that's an option, but if we were able to look back on like the last 5 years of felony prosecution that they did for us that they are no longer doing for us as a result of the new gross misdemeanor laws that we put in place, I think we may be able to identify, you know, these particular Bonnie Lake Municipal Code court cases that ended up in jail time that did not exist prior to the new state law, and see if, because Pierce County's taking our people's money and they're not prosecuting all of it that they should, and I think we should be getting a portion of that back. Otherwise, they're jails that they're not allowing us to bring our people to, our bad guys to, are sitting nearly empty, and they're sitting on all the excess money. So I highly encourage a conversation with,
absolutely.
With them on that.
No, I'm with you on that, and I might be putting you on the spot, Chief, but the agreement that we came up with last year, where it basically halved the jail costs, and I'm trying to think, it wasn't Yakima. Who do we have the jail agreement?
Sunnyside.
That's right. I knew it was in the area over there. Would you happen to have any numbers on? I mean, who we send there versus who we keep in Pierce County, or who we send over to SCORE? And okay. Gotcha. And SCORE being a private jail that employs all the cities and charges about twice as much as all the counties do. So, okay. Oh, Deputy Mayor Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to bring this back up because I do it all the time, right? Is eventually we need to build our own jail and house our own people, because this is going to continue to be a problem. It's only going to get more and more expensive over time. So just something to think about. I'll continue talking to Sherry about how we can potentially do that in the future. But I think slowly over time we're seeing this, and that this is going to continue to happen. And if we don't do something, then eventually we're just going to get priced out, and then people will just get their citations and a court date, and then nothing essentially will happen. So eventually we have to do something. Yeah.
And Buckley, how's the what are the limitations on the Buckley jail? Or is it closed? Or
yeah, Buckley's no longer.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, Councilmember Fullerton.
Yeah, so I'm scratching my head over our missing statue myself.
I'm sorry, Ed.
Look at RCW 98.
degree is actually a Class B felony. Is there any way that we could get satellite imagery since we don't have cameras on that statue? Can we put up to the board for any information leading to the arrest of people who destroyed city property? This is very funny, and I think we could maybe set up a memorial for people who want to go put some flowers down there too. I don't know, but I mean, people are really upset. It's a balance. And we need to find out who did it, and we need to put these people in prison.
Well, it not only is it malicious mischief, it's a theft. And the value of the value of the statue would probably put it in the Class A range as opposed to Class B. However, Mr. Wells, who happens to be present, came posed some very interesting questions today in an email. If you wouldn't mind expounding on that, on some of the stuff that we can do in lieu of getting the statue back.
So I had had a number of the arts commissioners contact me with the statue being stolen, and they would like to discuss it at the next commission meeting. There's basically three kind of ways we can go right now, and one would be to, one of the commissioners is friends with the artist's wife to see if they have a replica that is not the same size but a smaller version, because then we can take that smaller version to the foundry and have them enlarge it proportionally. I don't know what the cost would be, have it more to see if that's available. That would be one option to look into to see if we want to replace it with an identical statue. Option number two would be to have the Arts Commission put out a call for a new piece of art to go on top of that pedestal. One concept that is floating around would be to have some Plateau Pride and support the high school with a panther of some sort. Welcome to Bonnie Lake, home of the Panthers. When you go through the University Place, they have Welcome to University Place, home of the Vikings, or home of the Curtis Vikings. So that would be one option. Or we also just sit and wait for a little while to see if we can come up with anything else. Those are kind of the plans the Arts Commission, should this council want us to look into, go for.
And currently we don't have any leads per the chief and Mr. Vodovich up there. And with the satellite imagery, we don't have any cameras or anything like that that caught anything, right? Well, if the thief was high, we can take some of the money from the opioid and buy a camera to put there so that nobody, so we can catch the thief or whoever it would be. All right, Councilmember McClymans and then Councilmember Evans.
Yes, so did our insurance help us at all with replacing this?
It is part of our insurance, so it's artwork out in the open, basically property out in the open, so. We do have it covered. In fact, one of our WCI representatives out today seeing the Q5 news piece and asked us if we wanted to file a claim. We have not filed a claim yet because we're waiting for the police to complete their investigation. We're certainly hopeful that we'll be able to get the statue back. But it is wrapped up into the total cost of the asset park. So that's the signage, the brickwork. I don't, because I think it was 20 or 30 years ago when we received that statue, we don't have a direct cost because it was given to the city, so it's going to be a little difficult to figure out what the actual price of that one-of-a-kind piece of art is that WCA will reimburse us for. But it is insured.
All right, Councilmember Evans.
That was my question.
Okay, Councilmember Fullerton.
The newspaper article of the This is serious, and I believe that there has to be some kind of military or some kind of state imagery that we can access. Can we at least reach out to the Attorney General's office and see? And we know they're spying on all of the citizens. We know they're trying to do 15-minute cities. So there has to be some kind of imagery, some kind of satellite system that could have at least...
What
maybe
makes...
even get a picture of the license. At the very least, let's put up an award, a reward, because I don't know too many drug addicts that wouldn't sell their soul for a $500 reward. So, we would come up with a decent reward for any information we can to address.
Okay, and Deputy Mayor Carter. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You're not going to be able to get anything satellite or whatnot. You can't get that for a homicide, so we're not going to be able to get it for a theft. We can put out a reward. We can reach out to Crime Stoppers. A lot of times they'll do a reward, and we can put one out. A lot of times they'll match. They'll do different things. So those are possibilities. My question, Chief, is there... There's no leads, correct? There is a lead. Okay, that was giving me my question. Is this an active investigation or an inactive investigation? Because if it's inactive, there's no point in waiting for the police to do anything if they don't have anything. If they have something, okay, fine. There's a reason to wait. I would be for doing a Crime Stoppers reward thing. I think that makes sense. I would be for talking to the Arts Commission to see if they're, you know, what are the possibilities of replacement.
But Deputy, do they still have that Washington Most Wanted TV show?
That TV show went away, but David Rose continues to do something on Channel 13. I can't remember the name of it. It's a new program that's essentially kind of the same thing. But yeah, Washington Most Wanted went away.
Okay, and that's Fox.
Correct.
Fox get involved or who?
They were purchased, and that's why it went away.
Okay,
that's my understanding.
Yeah. Okay, Deputy Mayor. Councilmember Swatman.
There's a bunch of them in there.
Everybody's
been around there. Yeah, you know, and I pretty much agree with everyone that it'd be great to have an award, a reward, right, to get these individuals some justice. But the statue itself is undoubtedly gone. I would say it's probably, unfortunately, and it's the saddest thing in the world, it no longer exists in its current form. I don't recall how tall that statue was, but I think it was well over 8 feet.
Yes.
So, it is egregious, these individuals, because they didn't do it out of malice or anything. It's just where we're at in society, but the effect of what they did is immense. It is to me, personally, because, of course, you know, being around so long that when I originally came up here with the boy standing on the concrete there with the... what was Bonnie Lake, and then Welcome, or whatever it was on the other side? Did we add that concrete at one point? It was backwards. It was Bonnie Lake, you know, Welcomes. And then they, you know, did a lot of work there. The Art Commission did the new banner thing, the medal up there and everything. So these individuals, obviously, you know, it was a bronze statue, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked to Larry. He's passed now, but I've been to their house. I've watched him do other sculptures over there. She's right. Personally, it's egregious, but the individuals that did it are just, you know, as Deputy Mayor probably knows, they're just crazy people, you know. Mm-hmm. They're like three male individuals in hoods with masks on that drove a truck over there in the middle of the night with some power tools and hacked a statue off of the thing. It's egregious, and they cut it up on site, undoubtedly, I bet, because it's so tall, you know. So that's it's striking. It's egregious. You know, it's just like a direct attack. Didn't mean anything to them at all. They're just going after the copper and bronze, whatever it is, mix, right? It's brass and copper or something, whatever the mix is. It's terrible. Hopefully they'll think of something else to, you know, make it better or different, I guess. Obviously, it's never going to be the same. Of course, you know, Ascent Park, right? Beautify Bonnie Lake. That was the one we've done over and over and over and over and over, and I got pictures of my phone and the kids, you know, making the stuff all nice out there and pulling weeds and the flag waving in the background and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, it's just egregious. The one at the public safety building is hopefully a lot safer. That's a lot smaller. Is that a mini version of that? Is that what that is?
Are you talking about the one, the pond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of a thing. Yeah.
You go, dude.
We have a mini version, then we can get a bigger one.
So it's amazing. I'm so upset. I'm just extremely upset. It's just, I'm glad I don't have to drive up there and see that every day.
And Councilmember Baldwin.
Yeah.
No.
You're not holding it for ransom.
No.
Yeah.
We wish. Yeah. But I think the police know, there's rings of these people that do stuff. I don't know if this is one of the, I thought I heard somebody talk about it. You know, they've like discovered this. It's like, oh, these bronze plaques and statues are floating around, and they're in publicly accessible places, and they go get them, and they pull them down. They throw them in a container. It goes to some other country where it gets melted down or something, or in this country somewhere.
It's got a low melting point, too. So
yeah, it's egregious. Yeah, you can do it in your garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's worth some money. Unfortunately, a lot more, you know, to them, right?
Well, okay.
Yay, on that happy point, right?
Yeah, do we have any further subjects for open discussion? Councilmember Baldwin.
Actually,
yeah. While you're here.
The last week, they had our rent something specific. We don't have a good recreation program. So many recreation programs throughout the county, state, and nationwide have a scholarship fund. And so in order for the city to have a scholarship fund to help those that are disadvantaged to participate in a recreation program,
cool.
It would have to be a codified action of the council. And then allow the recreation program and Ms. Ryerson to set up the proper accounts so that way we can take money in and then be able to give money out based on whatever policy we set.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of agencies that are around that we could very easily copy and paste and make up our own policy based on the ones that are successfully working around.
So would be, yeah, going through the ordinance process and probably
is that need to be a policy or an ordinance?
If it's codified, it has to be an ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Ordinance? Yeah, that'd be great.
So I would think that David could bring that forward to the Finance Committee to work through that process.
Yes.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah.
We can work on that.
Just let the record reflect that Councilmember Swatman was nodding his head vigorously.
Finance.
Our
staff is working on it, and we'll make it right.
We bring it
to
finance.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Good catch.
Well, she disappeared before.
Okay. She's like, down the wave.
All right. Well, we do have an executive session tonight, so seeing no other open discussion.
We haven't had one item, don't you?
What?
On your page.
No. What I'm saying is that we need to move forward from open discussion. I wasn't calling for the I said we do have one later. So from the script, let's see. Seeing no other open discussion, we now have review of council minutes, and Councilmember Watson isn't here. Councilmember Fulton, you're next on that.
I did not have any corrections.
All right. Oh, very good. Okay. So now we're moving on to looks like item E, which is a discussion action item. Since it's a discussion action item and it's resolution 3177, Madam Clerk, could you read it, please?
This is a discussion action item AB 23126, resolution 3177, resolution of the City Council of the City of Bonnie Lake, Pierce County, Washington, authorizing the mayor to sign an attachment to the agreement with Parametrics Incorporated for the purpose of providing additional on-call inspection. The council motion would be to authorize the mayor to sign an attachment to the agreement with Parametrics Incorporated for the purpose of providing additional on-call inspection.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, now we have that. Is there any discussion before we take citizen comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
The CDC did review this evening, and we do recommend it for passage, just for your information.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Swatman. And do we have any further discussion before we move to citizen commentary? Okay, Councilmember Baldwin.
Yeah, I remember kind of some discussions before in regards to the city's capacity to be able to just do inspections in a timely manner, and I know that they are definitely in need of making sure that there's an ability to be able to move on also with things. So I'm in support of this.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. We are now moving on to a citizen commentary. Citizens, this is your time to address the council on resolution 3177 only. City will now enable the video and microphone for those attending virtually. You will need to turn on your video and microphones on your end if you are wanting to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person first and move to the virtual comments afterwards. You'll have 5 minutes, and if you wish to speak on it, please approach the dais and state your name and address. And Mr. Decker, this is for resolution 3177. There we go.
Councilmember Dan Decker, past council member, lives at 470 Street, Pine Ridge, Washington. And I'm really surprised that you haven't been in comments tonight. Here I am.
Can you correct him?
That's, and Mr. Decker, did you hear me when I said the commentary that we have is resolution 3177?
On yes. Resolution 3177?
Yes.
Okay.
On 3177.
Is Japan live?
You're live, yes, you are.
They put my brief live. I it just says you're now live.
Okay.
got unmuted.
Oh, very good. Okay. You're good.
Okay. I don't know if this has been done or not, but start over again from point A. Council Mayor Stan Becker, council member of the 4.73, Washington, and thank you for the opportunity to speak on resolution 3177. I have just a couple of questions, which I'll make sure I know. Anyway, the resolution says that the mayor should sign a secret document and $12,500. I'm not sure if that's $12,500 a year, a month, or a day. So I'm not sure what that meant there. I might have just missed time frame on that. But anyway, what is on-call civil inspections? That's my question. I read the document. We have it in the packet over here. And so reading it, I couldn't find anything where it said anything other than on-call civil inspections, which in my mind means absolutely nothing, because it doesn't say what it means. There's no definition to on-call civil inspections that I know of. And I and the rest of the people in the world probably don't know either. You guys might, but we don't. And I would like to have the answer to that. Thank you very much, Council.
Okay. Yes, and Mr. Johnstone, if you could comment on that.
Please. Absolutely. So backing up here just a little bit, civil inspections are provided by our staff. So the inspector, Dennis Rogers, he's going to be on vacation periodically when that occurs, since we only employ one of those, we'll call him consultants for those tasks. He is responsible for providing civil inspection for most of the development-related projects occurring within the city. So he would be provided, when we talk about civil inspections, he's out there looking at all the different civil-related items that need to be constructed by a developer, including streets, utilities, sidewalks, all of that kind of infrastructure. On-call means that we merely keep a contract with, in this case, with Parametrics, that we're able to seek authorizations to amend in a quick manner when these needs arise. So that, in this case, this on-call contract Parametrics that was previously authorized at April $1,000 to provide civil inspection at a certain point for the project. It is just being utilized again and an amend and then amended for an additional amount of the assistance we need to do inspection of all our staff and stuff.
Okay, so my understanding is that you're saying that civil inspector would be getting the sidewalks, roads, cell phone poles, different types of things in the city that when a person's on vacation, they would be checking to make sure that they were done correctly. And I appreciate that. And the, I think that $12,500 every per year is kind of slight. It doesn't really cover what the cost would be for the individual. From the reading that I got insurance, I won't be able to carry it to their cost to the situation. So I think $12,500 is not enough money for what they'd be doing for their time, their cost, and their effort involved. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Decker. Councilmember Fullerton.
So just for clarification, is this simply a contract with Parametrics in order to have an inspector come in as needed when our inspector is not in. So we can contract with the, but we're not having to hire another person to do one person's job. We're just using this as a contract that we have with parents and others on vacation. So it's as needed, the money gets available.
So that's mostly correct. In this case, this actually is for a specific time period. Our inspector is going on vacation. And so we are hiring them to provide these services. So in this case, it actually is for a very small time. For during that time. That's correct. The amount that's being sought for authorization tonight is being used for that.
Are you going to actually spend that money, or is that going to be like as needed?
No, we're going to be spending this money for a consultant to provide the service.
Okay, now we need to move on to our potential video commenters on this. First of all, do we have anybody else for the good of the order who is present? Okay, now we will start the comments that are virtual. If you are virtual and wish to comment, you will have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record.
Mr. T.
Okay. Well, now the city will disable all video and microphones for those attending virtually. All right. Okay, Councilmember Fullerton, do we have any further discussion before we move forward? Okay, seeing no further discussion, it's time to take Resolution 3177 to a vote. All in favor of Resolution 3177, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, looks like it was passed unanimously, and we can move on to a discussion item. Madam Clerk.
Right, yeah. Sliding virtually.
Good evening, Council and Mayor. As you know, we've been talking with Mountain Air Athletic Club about doing a lot of things for the new property. As I was looking at the code one day, I discovered that the subsection F of your procurement policy, property, the 100, does not allow leases for the project. So I put together an ordinance change that to allow the council. While this was pending, it came up that you may have to put some property that you people have to get rid of and sell, and it might be useful to the area. So since we are already pending 2.7100 of the code, we have also suggested that to allow property worth less than $1,000 donated either to a nonprofit that provides support to people who are going to have to expand their schools in the greater Marlboro area, or if CCO the cost of the sale of the property to see the fair market value of the property that may be donated to a nonprofit. Other ways to get rid of property.
The question that I have for that, Ms. Robertson, is, and I believe Councilmember Evans posed it as well, what is the purpose of exceeding the 5 years, the lease exceeding our 5 years?
And that would always be within the discretion of the council, but previously the code didn't allow more than 5 years, and if the city gets into the Athletic Club or Mark Community that would exceed 5 years, and it would need to, if this all comes together.
Right.
Thank you. That does make sense. Councilmember Swatman and then Councilmember Baldwin.
Yeah, so I think obviously, you know, you need a longer-term lease when you're dealing with some groups when you're leasing property out there. Is there a way to kind of nuance it where it's like an evergreen lease, though, you know, so that you have the ability, because I'm kind of hesitant to give a separate entity, you know, a 20-year lease, then I'm stuck, right? I don't have any way to reel that back in. You know, if things fall apart on year 10, then I'm just hosed. I'm just, like, sitting out there with, they're not doing anything with the property. It's like they got the lease for, you know, is there kind of a check-in where you can say, yeah, you know, this is a 20-year lease, and it'll auto-renew every 5 years unless whatever. Oh, worry, you're very skilled.
Yeah, I am. Quite worried, Ms. Robertson.
It has options for extension.
Oh, sure.
In the pocket, or you could have it, they have options for extension.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah, right.
Have really good provisions and default provisions.
Sure.
All right, Councilmember Baldwin.
So as you're talking, it you said you wanted to add.
Yes, so well, I started with the second position of the first, and that got the work. While this was pending, I had a question from the staff. Hey, we have property that you're supposed to kind of donate it to the nonprofit. Value of the property is less of the property.
We have Deputy Mayor Carter, Councilmember Evans, and then Councilmember McClellan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I forgot what I was going to say. Thank you for bringing this forward. I appreciate it. I am good with that as far as everything has to come back to council anyway, so it's fine. And I appreciate you bringing forward something that gave us an option to get rid of property or give it away, essentially, to a nonprofit that obviously doesn't violate the law. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate that, and I am all for it. I'll turn it over to another.
Okay, Councilmember Evans.
The word property kept throwing me, and you haven't been here long enough to see a surplus report come out. But computer mice, keyboards, monitors, old printers, all of that stuff has to be listed on the surplus. It gets turned over to some government place, and they auction it off, and we might get a nickel for that mouse. And so if it's – and but we have to put a value on that spreadsheet. So I think if it's less than $1,000, we can donate wheelbarrows that are left over to beautify Bonnie Lake or something like that. We can't just, there's a ridiculous process because it's public funds to get rid of an 18-cent, you know, keyboard and mouse combo. But yeah, when I first read that, I'm like, there's not a piece of property in this city that's worth less than $1,000 or less, but it's that old trucks and that kind of stuff. No.
Yeah, it is property.
Anything owned by the city is considered property.
Right.
Yeah.
Chattel, in other words. Yeah. All right, Councilmember McLean.
Yeah, so I thought reading Section C, Item 2, it says the CCAO may then proceed to direct the disposal of the same by public auction bid or other method on items the CCO deems. So the CCO can't say, go to Goodwill and say, give me a receipt, it's sold. Okay. Oh, I get that part. I just read that paragraph as the CCO's discretion for things less than $1,000. They can say, oh, giving it to a charity is a sale of a value of zero, right?
Okay, so are we ready to move on to our agenda modified discussion item G, and I'll turn that over to Ms. Ryerson.
So item G was left off the council packet, so I don't actually have it in front of me, so I'm going off memory now. It's the fee resolution, which will remove it from the code and create a resolution. Part of this is for transparency. It'll be easier to find on the fee schedule. Will be on the website clearly listed instead of having to search through the code to try to figure out where the fees are. This fee schedule does not change any of the current fees that are in the code right now. It just removes them from a code, puts them all in one, you know, easy-to-see place. It will also save us money because we won't have to modify the code and get it codified every time a fee needs to be updated. So it'll save staff time, save money, and create better transparency.
Okay, anybody want to discuss us saving money? Yes. Councilmember Swam.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So what's the process now to change a fee? Is apparently to change the ordinance, right? So in the future it would be, what would the process look like?
So the plan is that this would come back to you, this resolution, yearly. It can come back more than yearly if it's needed. If something needs to change, and you could say like the park rental,
changes it to a resolution then, right?
Yep, it's a resolution. So it's still approved by the council. It'll still be updated as probably more frequently as needed, right?
Yep.
But at least a yearly. You'll likely see this every June-ish. Seems to be the least busy time for us finance folk.
Okay, and we had it on tonight's workshop, so that, well, both our prior discussion, that's going to go on September 12th's consent agenda, I believe, correct?
And correct.
Will this
it
one
was,
as well?
It was at the Finance Committee, and Deputy Mayor Carter talked about it at the last meeting for the Finance Committee update. It was intended to go on tonight's meeting. It just got overlooked, and so it came through as an agenda modification.
All right.
So we'll see it for approval next week.
Okay. Well, now we will... Oh, yes, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, I just wanted to speak to it briefly. Obviously, Sherry did a good job. This makes it more transparent. I think it's more efficient. It makes more sense for everyone, but it still comes back through the council, right? So we still have say on if something is going to go up or not and whatnot. So I think it makes total sense and fully supportive. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Any further discussion?
Real quick, I don't want to take all the credit for that. John and I had this discussion 8 years ago. Many cities do this, and it was just something we kept talking about, and we finally have the time to do it, and Ms. Robertson helped us do that as well, so I don't get all the credit there.
Well, Ms. Robertson, I was prepared to give you all of the credit for this, so, you know. All right, well, seeing that we have no items before the council anymore, we will adjourn to our executive session at this point. This is where we will go into the executive session for 20 minutes. It's per RCW 42.30.110G to discuss the qualifications of an applicant for public employment with no action to follow, and then we will be adjourned.
We're adjourning now. We are adjourned.
We are adjourned. Yes, we are adjourned.
Recording has stopped.